Welcome to the Perry Johnson Registrars Podcast, where you can expect the latest news and discussions related to the management systems certification industry. Today's episode is a previously recorded webinar. If you would like to tune in to our upcoming webinars, visit our website at www.pjr.com/webinar or give us a follow on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome to today's webinar on the subject of eStewards version 4.1. Today we'll be providing a high-level overview of the changes between version 4.0 and 4.1 and covering some of the associated transition requirements as well. My name is Austin Matthews. I am the EHS Program Manager with PJR. Welcome. I have an agenda on this first slide. We will begin by talking a little bit about PJR, who we are, what we do. We'll cover some of the benefits of certification to a standard such as eStewards. We'll cover the transition details as relevant for clients transitioning from version 4.0 to 4.1. Spend the majority of the time covering the key changes between the two versions. And we'll close with time for questions. Feel free to type them in at any point during the presentation, but I will save those for the end. Perry Johnson Registrars is a leading registrar. We're one of the leading certification bodies in the world. We have certified companies to a variety of standards. Our clients are located all around the globe. And while this list is not necessarily all-inclusive, it certainly gives you an idea of our global presence as a certification body. PJR is accredited to grant certifications for a variety of standards, as I mentioned on the previous slide. Today, we are specifically discussing the eStewards standard, but some of these other standards may look familiar to you depending on the industry and any other certifications that you may already be familiar with. Benefits of certification vary by standard, by industry, by location. There are a number of factors, but there are typically some common themes for certification given specific standards. Today we are talking about eStewards, so some of the most common or primary benefits of certification to the eStewards standard include that commitment to preventing illegal handling of e-waste or hazardous waste streams, to protecting data and data security, to maintaining social responsibility and environmental protection efforts. So the primary principles of the eStewards standard, by maintaining eStewards certification, by being able to advertise that eStewards certification, your company is relaying that same commitment. By maintaining certification to eStewards, you're able to reduce the organization's environmental, health and safety, data security, and social accountability risks by identifying, quantifying in most cases, and controlling the identified risks. There are a variety of business management drivers, including improvements to public image, again, the ability to advertise that eStewards certification. Again, along the lines of advertising here, eStewards represents that responsible management of electronics. So being able to advertise that scope or that intention. Maintaining a certification, being able to advertise a certification that not all organizations hold, can provide a competitive advantage. if you're bidding for a contract and your competitors do not maintain e-steward certification, that may provide, as I said, a competitive advantage. Being able to advertise that certification makes you stand out. Again, thinking along the lines of what the standard and the certification represents, that commitment or that responsible management of electronics. The standard itself, implementing and maintaining the requirements of the standard, provides a framework to be able to meet or maintain compliance with applicable legal requirements, other types of requirements, not necessarily regulatory in nature, but perhaps customer requirements, stakeholder requirements. When we're talking about e-steward specifically, one example would be the requirements of the Basel Convention, which are requirements of e-stewards certified organizations, even if it's not an applicable regulatory requirement given the location of the organization. Version 4.1 of the e-steward standard was published on February 22nd. You can follow the links in the slides if you download a copy of them. You can also access the same information through the e-steward's website, but the e-steward's website houses a free copy of the standard, version 4.1 of the standard. That's the first hyperlink here. You can also find hyperlinks to the sanctioned interpretations. This is broken into two parts A and B, through the e-steward's website as well. And that's where you find some details about the specific changes in 4.1. On e-steward's website, you can also find a copy of the transition plan that e-steward's published regarding version 4.1 transition requirements. That was published on March 14th. And again, houses the expectations or the requirements for clients transitioning from version 4.0 to 4.1. Within the transition plan, you will find deadline information. So, deadlines for by which transition audits must take place. The transition plan specifies that any audits scheduled to begin on or after April 22nd need to be conducted to version 4.1 of the standard. We are obviously past that date, so we're no longer conducting audits to version 4.0. Even initial registrations and recertification audits need to be conducted to version 4.1 at this point. Earlier in the transition period, there was a period of time up until April 21st, or up until April 22nd, excuse me, where the audit could go to version 4.0 or 4.1 based on the client's preference and their readiness. So, as I mentioned, any audits taking place now to e-stewards are to version 4.1. And the transition expectations include implementation of the sanctioned interpretations, both parts A and B. Clients are required to have identified measures or plans to implement the version 4.1 changes. The transition plan for e-stewards version 4.1 allows transition audits to occur on-site or virtually, if the client is a good candidate for virtual auditing techniques. It does not necessitate that the transition audit be conducted during a recertification audit. Instead, they are identifying that all audits beyond a certain date are to version 4.1. So if you fall within a surveillance audit in that period of time, your transition audit can take place during the surveillance audit. Time could potentially be added to an audit to ensure all the transition requirements are covered. The overall deadline for all e-steward certificates to transition is April 22nd of next year. So over the period of April 22nd, 2022 to April 22nd, 2023, all e-stewards audits we already know are being conducted to version 4.1. So we need to make sure that audits are scheduled in accordance with this overall deadline, especially if your audit is typically taking place Q1 or even really early Q2. We want to make sure that that transition audit is scheduled in enough time to adhere to this overall deadline. We recommend specifically that if you are due in 2023 to transition, that your audit take place by February 1st, that may be a little bit earlier than usual, to ensure that we're able to process the certificate without a lapse and adhere to the overall transition deadline.